Karen here at the Clarendon Connection, and we are coming to you live from the foot of the Bullet Mountain in a little district called Turtle Pond. And truly, we continue to give praise to this
Thank you.
this is the Clarendon Connection. And truly we continue to give praises to the King of Glory. But there is none like him. And we continue to exalt his holy and matchless name every day. And we are coming to you from the foot of the Bullet Mountain. In a little district called Turtle Pond. The Bullet Mountain is geographically located in the center of Jamaica. And every day we just exalt the holy and matchless name of our Savior and Lord and Maker and King and Priest. He's our great High Priest. His name is Jesus. So wherever you are, we thank you for tuning into the Clarendon Connection. This evening we are expecting Dr. Arnton, Bishop Cameron, and Dr. Graham. We're going to be here for the full hour, talking about health and wellness, of course, giving praise to the King of Glory. So wherever you are, we thank you for tuning in. And I said, who could it be but Jesus? He is the King of Glory. What a week, a couple of weeks it has been in Jamaica. They had that showdown in Kingston. I call it the Wild West. Gunmen firing, police firing guns. Police hiding, gunmen getting shot and killed. What a day it was in Kingston. But we are giving praises to our Master, for there is none like him. We continue to trust in the true and living God, for in him we live and move and we have our being. I don't know if any of the guests are there as yet. You're expecting Bishop Cameron. We are expecting Arnton. And we are expecting Dr. Neville Graham. So I do not know if any of the guests are there as yet. But we keep on trusting in the true and living God. There's something that I want to talk about is that 66-year-old man that was abducted and thrown into a hole, a 55 feet hole. And he said that during this ordeal, he cried out to Almighty God. And he said, God, if you are the God who make the heaven and the earth, prove yourself to me and let me come out of this hole. And God, even when the gunmen, they came back there, they light fire and throw it down in the hole on him. And he still survived. And they did all manner of things to get rid of him. But God Almighty has proven himself to that man that he is the God who makes heaven and earth, and that's the God who we serve. I serve the true and living God. His name is Jesus. And we're giving him praise for getting the assistance of that man so that he was taken out of the hole alive. And now the man is saying, he will go and tell the world about the one true God, the one who took him out of the belly of hell and gave him a second chance. That's the God who we are talking about. We are not talking about Allah. We are not talking about Buddha. No need to mention Selassie. We're talking about Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For in him we live and move and have our being.
I send you a text with the number. No, I can teach you WhatsApp, but it's not a WhatsApp number yourself.
Yeah. All right, studio, take a break, studio. Take a break. I was talking with Dr. Graham on the line. So take a break, and then we're going to come back. You're going to be calling in. So take a break, and then we're going to be coming back with Dr. Graham and hopefully the rest of the guests.
There's power in the name of
Jesus.
There's healing in the name of
Jesus.
There's salvation in the name of
Jesus.
The Bible says that demons tremble at the sound of that name. Jesus, my sweet Rose of Sharon, my Lily of the Valley. Oh, that's the reason I say that
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other, but Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other, but Jesus is the way.
Sing along. Jesus is the way.
Yes, we are back on the Clarendon Connection with the host, Pastor Cameron. Do we have Bishop Cameron and Dr. Graham on the line?
Hello, good evening.
Hello. Yes.
Hello, good evening.
That's
this is Dr. Graham.
Amen.
Yes.
Hold
hi,
on,
Pastor
Dr.
Cameron. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm giving God thanks for his blessing and his mercy, and to know that, you know, we are above ground, so we have to give him praise. The psalmist said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Yes.
So we are expecting Bishop Cameron to join us, and also Dr. Arnton to join us. But I am so glad that you're on, Dr. Graham. It's been quite a while since we have spoken, and quite a while since, you know, and so much has happened since the last time we sat down and we spoke. You know, this pandemic is still going on, and there are lots of things out there. But your answer, the world is listening to you, you're a medical doctor, you know, I know you're on top of your game and you constantly give out information and all those stuff and people are listening to you. What can you update us concerning this this pandemic, Dr. Graham?
Well, yes. The very first thing is that this pandemic is not going to go away in the next 2 to 3 years. And there is a real competition between the new strains of the virus, COVID-19, coronavirus, and the vaccines actually. The more the virus spreads, is that the more the virus mutates or transforms into a new strain. And the more the virus comes under pressure with the vaccine, it's going to be the more the virus become resistant to some of the vaccines. So what is going to happen is that the vaccines will have to change and modify according to the strains of the vaccine. And so that is going to go on for a while until we reach an immunity level where the world is going to be able to live with the virus. That means every now and again you'll have an outbreak, and this will be quelled by vaccine and medicine. And so lifestyle changes, in diet, hygiene, social distancing, and all of that will be a norm for a good while. Mask wearing when there is a big outbreak, and in terms of how we handle ourselves at the workplace, how we do recreation, how we pray and socialize together. And so it is going to affect every single area of life. And so even how Christians get together and act. So we are going to see when we take measures, the numbers go down. When the vaccines are being administered, the numbers go down. And when we slack up, the numbers might rise. So is the dilemma of modern life. Therefore, these changes are going to be big factor in human activity. So we have to prepare for them. And so we are going to have to find more medicines also to treat persons who contract the virus and have symptoms. And at the same time, we are going to have to do more preventative measures as well. So the coronavirus pandemic is going to be around for a while, especially now where you have many people sharing a very limited space. And in areas like in India, where one toilet is being used by 200 to 300 people,
whoa,
the cleanliness of that is a serious problem. The hygiene method that people have to use is a serious. So it's not by chance that is happening in India. In Jamaica, where so many people packing one taxi and not wearing masks in areas where workplaces don't take the measures, in supermarkets and so on where many people meet, and even in the medical facilities where people have to try to come to terms with social distancing. And the illegal parties that are being happening on weekends and sometimes in the week, where people are enjoying themselves, shouting and socializing, drinking without taking all these measures. So the truth is, both authorities and individuals and organizations, including the church, which is a major opportunity to divulge these information, is a good way to assist in reducing the effects of the pandemic, which means that many of the elderly people who are more exposed die if the virus is transmitted to them. And you will see in the statistics, even in Jamaica, the majority, 90% of the persons who die from the virus are over 50 years old. So it is important then that persons with predisposing conditions like high blood pressure, asthma, diabetes, and cancer, and chemotherapy drugs, are on other medications that affect the heart, affect the lung, affect the central nervous system, the nervous system, affect the stomach, and so on, can have serious issues when they contract the virus. So it is very, very important that people take the measures that are necessary. Young people are not saved because they are young alone. Many young people who contracted the virus have become very ill, some have died, and the effect of the virus on them will last for a lifetime. So you might feel that you, as a younger person, have contracted the virus, get rid of it, but it is being shown these days that many young people remain with this syndrome called long COVID, where they feel pain in the joints, they get infected easy, they have blood pressure go up, if they have diabetes, it becomes uncontrolled, and so on. They might even have stroke and so on. They become very listless and are more prone to infection. So even if you are young and you survive the infection, it can have a long-lasting effect on you to achieve your own potential as a young person. Thank you.
Dr. Graham, I have listened to your conversation and hear what you have mentioned. But you have not mentioned anything about the vaccine, like the AstraZeneca and the Moderna and the Pfizer. You have talked, about social distance and other stuff. What is your view on the vaccine?
Okay. I mentioned something, but I didn't go into detail. the vaccines that are created prevent the infection and to prevent the effects of the infection if you get it is the problem. The vaccine do not actually prevent you from contracting the virus, but it will reduce mortality. It will give you an opportunity to fight the virus better. What vaccines actually do to your immune system is that these vaccines, when you get them, they actually register in the immune system. The immune cells of your body recognize them and create proteins called antibodies against the virus. So if the virus now is transmitted to you in real term, its effect is less or none at all. And so people who receive the vaccine will have less effect, less symptoms if they catch the disease. Many of them will not catch the disease. And those who would have might die from the disease would have had a better chance for survival. And that's why the vaccines are important. So vaccines help to boost your immune system so that it prevents or reduce the effect of the infection. There are,
Dr. Graham,
mainly two types of vaccines that are being produced in the world now. Yes, Pastor.
I just got a news here out of Canada where it says, this is out of Canada. It says, Ontario pausing first doses of AstraZeneca vaccine. And then it goes on to say, Ontario top doctor says the province will stop giving out first doses of Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine out of an abundance of caution because of increased instances of rare blood clotting disorder linked to the shot.
Okay. Let me just mention this to you. The fact that vaccines are similar to the virus, vaccines will have some of the unwanted effect that the virus does to your body. So, the virus initially was thought of as the average respiratory virus that caused respiratory infection. What some pathologists in Italy and Russia proved that the virus actually caused strokes, heart attacks, as well as lung disease that is due to the virus causing small blood clot in your vein. So it is natural, one of the unwanted effects of some of the vaccines is that it is going to cause some clots in some people too. Some of the vaccines has more risk than others. So what they have found is that even people who use the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine have had some small clots too. It seems to me that the AstraZeneca Oxford AstraZeneca has a little more. However, when you look at it, you are looking at a possibility of 3 or 4 persons per million who may have important clots. And if people who are elderly or have history of clot come off their clot medication and take the vaccine, they have a greater. However, birth control injections have been proven to have more clots than AstraZeneca. So therefore, other vaccines that we have taken over the years have been more dangerous than the same AstraZeneca. As in vaccines for chickenpox, vaccine for mumps, vaccines that we had for other diseases, diphtheria, they have all caused fever, illness, neurological conditions, and we accept them all these years. So it's not new that vaccines do have their risk factor. And so therefore, we have to see that when, and this is where I think education is very important and not being very top about the situation. What we need to do is to have the best vaccines at a cost where the majority of people can afford it. So AstraZeneca has some problems. But Johnson & Johnson has similar problems. Pfizer has similar problems. So what you might find is that some of the vaccines, most of the vaccines are effective against the disease. You still have a lot of people in the United States that are contracting the disease, although they are using Pfizer and Moderna more. You still have a lot of people that are doing well in England, although they are using the AstraZeneca, and some people might get a clot or a stroke. So what is important is that you look on what each one does, how you can prevent it. So I suggest that in Jamaica, where we are, we only can afford the Oxford vaccine, AstraZeneca vaccine, what we need to do is that we need to take the vaccine, but at the same time, ensure that if you are on aspirin, you drink a lot of water, you make sure that if you are on your anti-clotting agents, you don't come off them, and you exercise your lifestyle, and it will do well. I have had a patient who has varicose veins. She took the vaccine and she noticed some small clots in the varicosity. We do the rest of examination on her. We check all of that and it has not gone into our main venous stream. And we give her more anti-clotting agent and she's doing well. So I recommend to her, now you have had the first vaccine, please do not take the second vaccine until you are totally healed from these little clots. So it is important that we look at that. But I have had one patient out of the many of patients that have had the vaccine. So some countries can afford not to take the AstraZeneca, like in Canada. But if all of us should just rush and take the AstraZeneca, the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine, that are a little different, how they are done, is that we couldn't afford it. The country would go broke. If the other vaccines that we are looking at right now, so the WHO has looked at the China Sinovac vaccine, have approved it. They have not withdrawn the AstraZeneca. They have also, a lot of hope is being placed on the Cuban vaccine, the Soberana 02 and the Soberana Plus, that seem to have less side effects. The Russian vaccine, the Sputnik, has also shown that it has less side effects. So what we have to do as a country is not to say, let us not take any vaccine, or let us not take the AstraZeneca because it has too much side effects and can cause you to have a stroke or so on. But let us take vaccine because the chances of you dying if you do not, or get very ill, if you do not take the vaccine and get the infection, than if you do that, is greater than 1 in 500,000 chance. So if you get the infection, we are looking at a statistic of nearly 2% of our population die when they get the infection. And so every day, 3 people die, 150 people are infected, right? So it is more than 1%. Now, the amount of people who die from taking the vaccine is 1 in 1,000,000. So there is no comparison. And that is why I say that the theorists that are out there who want to, the anti-vaccine theorists, you know, they are not using the statistics. What they are using is, oh, I hear this, oh, I hear that. But if you put the statistics together, you will realize that even AstraZeneca vaccine is much safer than all the vaccines that human beings have been taking up to now. Thank you.
So are you saying that with the report that Canada has given, plus we are hearing another report coming out of Europe, you are still endorsing AstraZeneca?
Yes. I am not frightened because of that. My thinking is that is what we can afford for now, and it is working. England has good reports. So you have bad reports somewhere, but it is not the real bad report. It's the statistics that we are looking at. Canada has the same statistics in England, similar statistics about AstraZeneca. In some places in Spain that they took the decision not to use the AstraZeneca, they have the same statistics. Is that is 2 people or 3 people. So therefore, it's the same statistics you're using, but it's which decision you make. It's with what pressure you come under. It has been found as well is that in warmer countries, the clot are much less even, because what happens is that you are more exposed to the warmer climate. Even the effect of the infection, if you in the tropics, the effect of the transmission, if you take the same measures like what you take in Europe, it would be the same results. And that's one of the reasons why the virus has not attacked Africa as much as it does to Europe. So my advice is that the same statistics you find in England is the same statistics you find in Canada. But the Canada government takes a different approach, because it did not, it had to buy AstraZeneca or buy Pfizer. Pfizer is there right in Canada next door, right? So you transport it at -60 or -70 degrees, but you can afford to do that. You don't have to fly it out. So in the U.S. and Canada and in some countries in Europe, they can afford not to. We may not, right? And so I am still saying that the statistics anywhere, they do not actually tell us that the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine is too dangerous to be used. And that is what I'm saying from a medical position. And that's what the decision we came to at the MAJ, Medical Association of Jamaica, decision to support the government with AstraZeneca. The statistics are this year. Thank you.
Dr. Graham, I have here the figures. Let me just read to you some of the figures. Like in USA for today, USA stands at 33,585,934 reported cases, 597,770 dead. India, 23,702,833 cases, 258,351 dead. Brazil, 15,261,686, 428,256 dead. So between Brazil and India, you have nearly 70 million people being affected, and more than a million dead between the three countries, and they have access to this to this vaccine, but people are still dying. And even in India, the news coming out of India that I saw, you know, they are throwing the dead bodies in the Ganges, and India is running out of space to even burn the bodies. And we see, like, you know, AstraZeneca was made in India, but yet still there are so many dead spiraling up and stuff. And right across, over 222 countries across the world, they're still reporting debt on a daily basis. So,
okay.
Are you convinced that this vaccine will take us out of this pandemic?
Okay. At the start, what I said to you is that there is a constant fight between getting the best vaccine against the disease. What you are saying and what I am saying is that in these countries, when you put together the amount of death, Brazil, India, the United States, and even South Africa, that has a large amount of infection and so on, in Europe, is that you have a lot of death. In India, the situation is so bad, because of the approach that people have taken to how you deal with the vaccine. You deal with the hygiene, and that's very important. So So the virus is by water too. And therefore, if the virus is transmitted in water and they go into the Ganges and everybody bathe in the Ganges and they throw a body in the Ganges, then they are going to get infected even more. In the United States, if you have anti-vaccine, antivirus people who don't wear their mask, who carry the virus, they are going to spread it too. But in India, that produces the AstraZeneca vaccine along with the UK, the problem is that if you look at the amount of people who are vaccinated out of the 1.5 billion people is about 5%. So the Indian government thought that because they live in the tropics, they could have produced the vaccine and give and sell it to the world while India waits. That mistake was made. And therefore, they now have to still increase their production of the vaccine, vaccinate people, and beg people to be socially conscious, wear your mask, and avoid these religious and other festivals that tell people not to wear masks and to bathe in the Ganges and so on. In Brazil, you have a government that said they didn't believe in the disease, and only about less than in Brazil are vaccinated. In the United States, they don't use AstraZeneca. 70% of the population have received their first shot of either the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine, BioNTech Moderna. So the amount of infection has reduced, but not totally yet. The point is that there has been a big factor. One, take the measures against the virus and it assists and believe that it is real. That's the most important thing. Secondly, if you get the vaccine, that's the next best shot. So we must not, all the anti-vaccines and antivirus people, as gospel. What we must do is ensure that we take the measures and again take the vaccine that is available. AstraZeneca is very effective, but it caused one clot or two in a million people. And therefore, that is where it is. We are going to get more of these in other countries. I'm expecting Pakistan, Burma, as I've written in my perspective for months, Pakistan, Burma. I expect, if you have to be careful, Nigeria may be a big factor. In Mexico and Mexico City has had the virus in large amounts as well. Peru, which I've been in contact with. So the real truth is that if you don't take the measures, you are going to get the disease. And part of the measure, which is a main factor, is to get the vaccine.
Dr. Graham, we have seen some people in Jamaica, and I will not call names, who are taking this vaccine and they died. What are the signs like when you get in the blood clot? You have taken the vaccine
and you're getting blood clots. What are some of the signs should people look for?
Okay. One of the most important things about it's not the vaccine that it has not been proven if there's any person in Jamaica who died because of the vaccine. What has happened is that people die because they catch the COVID, even if they have gotten the vaccine, and that's a minority of persons. So let us look at it. If you suspect that you are having the infection, do not go and take the vaccine. And that has happened. People have been gone to get the vaccine. They have flu symptoms. You don't know if he or she has the infection. Take the vaccine. It may be an added pressure on you. That's very important. So secondly, if you have gotten the vaccine, most people will get a little reaction. When I got my vaccine, I had a little headache the next day and a little cough. I drank a lot of fluid, I've been taking aspirin, one small aspirin a day, every day anyway, and I go about my own activities same way. I didn't have much symptoms. My son took the vaccine and he had fever and he felt headaches for a day. He didn't go work nor school, and the other day he was ready to go out again. If you have that reaction, you know what to do. And the majority of people take the vaccine. Whichever vaccine, you're going to have people who feel a little headache and so on. When we were young, we take vaccines and they say you must go out in the night cold, you must do this, and sometimes you have to take a day off from school. So this is the same thing. My view and what has been proven is that the people who have taken the vaccine and still die, they are much less than the people who have not taken the vaccine and have died. And I am thinking that part of the reason why our statistics have improved in the last month from nearly 500 a day, 400 a day, to now 150 to 100 or sometimes even less, is our approach of ensuring that the elderly people take the vaccine has been very good. So part of the reason why our statistics have improved is because of the vaccine, and people have been taking this thing seriously and reduce their irresponsible lifestyle. Thank you.
Right. I am looking at the figures for Jamaica, right? And presently we are at 46,922 reported cases, 820 dead.
Yes. That's 2%.
So you're saying, based upon these figures, that it is not as bad as we are looking at it? What are you saying, Doctor?
No, it is bad. What I'm saying is that there has been improvement over the last week again after the third wave. And part of it is because people have been taking the vaccine, at least the first shot.
So where do we go from here, doctor? Because there is a lot of misinformation, misconception,
confusion about right. No
approach. I'm a matter of fact. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
I am saying that keep your social distance, wear your mask, wash your hands, sterilize your hands, use the alcohol or other sterile measures. Don't go into a closed building without your mask and keep your environment clean and take the vaccine. Keep one of the key things about this and keep healthy. If you are diabetic, make sure that your glucose is down. Hypertensive, keep your medication. If you have a heart disease, ensure that you take your medication. So my approach is that if you practice the lifestyle of work and recreation, proper diet, proper exercise, reduce your stress level, increase your spirituality, and take the other measures that they have given you to reduce coronavirus, you'll be all right. Walk in the sun, even if you are old. Take at least half an hour of sun every day. That helps. Vitamin D is good. So if you use these measures,
the hour is up. Bishop Cameron is just on, but we have to go. We're going to be back next week. This has been so informative.
Okay.
As the scripture says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So this has been the Clarendon Connection. We are just touching the surface of this thing. But we're going to be back next week, and we just want to keep on trusting in the true and living God for his goodness and his blessing and his mercy. And as the doctor said, you know, we need to walk in the sun, practice our spirituality. We need to get connected to the Creator, for he is our divine covering. God bless you. We're going to be back next week on the Clarendon Connection. This is Pastor Cameron saying over to you, studio.
Thank you.
All of us get ready.